Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 511. Visible translated text is as follows. Lemoy Quinn, sworn for the defendant. I am foreman of the metal department. Barrett pointed out to me where he claimed to have found blood spots on the metal room floor. He asked me whether I thought that he, Barrett, would get the reward if Frank were convicted. He told me that several people told him that he had a good chance to get the reward. He said a fellow told him that he would get $2,700 one time and $4,500 the other time. He mentioned that reward to me on several occasions. The floor in the metal room is very dirty. You could not tell at the alleged blood spots whether they were varnish or oil. We have blood spots quite frequently when people get their hands out. I remember a man by the name of Gilbert was hurt in that room. He was carried towards the main office by the ladies' dressing room and sent to the hospital. He bled freely. That was about a year ago. About 8 months ago, a boy cut his hand pretty badly and was carried by the ladies' dressing room to the main office, right near the place where Barrett found the blood spots. His hand was bleeding. About 100 women work in the factory. Rosa Cullen is scattered all over the floor of the metal room. That floor has never been scrubbed since I have been to the factory. I could not tell what color hair it was Barrett found. There were only a half dozen strands in it. Think Chief Lanford took it. There is a place in the room where the girls dress their hair by a little gas jet which they use for heating a curling iron. It was about 10 feet from the lathe where Barrett claims to have found the hair. If a breeze was blowing from this window from the west, it would blow to where the girls were fixing their hair. The last time I saw Mary Fagan before the murder was Monday. She,